We're at Hidden Gems Bookstore with
Kathy and Beth.
How long has the store been here?
Beth opened the store 14 years ago, mm-hmm. and I came to join her roughly about 10 years ago. And we've had nothing but fun and super support from the customers and from the Downtown Association, from everybody in Salmon Arm. Like, we just love what we do, and we just want to keep doing it. And we've got to thank our customers, because they are the ones that drive the business.
Yep. So your new and used books?
Both new and used books, yes. We're 90% used. We do orders also for customers that can't find. We order in used books if we can first for them, of course, at a discount price, and new books also. We look all over for whatever we need.
Do you go to online stores to find used books? Or
we look everywhere. We look England, different countries, whatever's the bargain. We can hunt everywhere because we're an independent-driven business. So, you know, Beth goes online and she searches absolutely everywhere for the best deal for the customer.
How did you two of you get involved with books?
Beth actually is my cousin, and she retired from her job, and I retired from my job, and she actually phoned me one day and said, I'm going to open a bookstore in Salmon Arm. So my husband and I moved down. 2 years later, we tried to do it right away, but family commitments were changed, so it took me another 2 years, but Beth had it up and running, and she's just done a terrific job.
What's it like having a business in the downtown core?
It's great, because the thing with Salmon Arm is everybody is so supportive. For, you know, instance, during COVID, people would walk by, open the door, and ask us, are you girls okay? Is your business still up? Do you need help? Now, that means the world to Beth and I, because if you have support like that from your customers, you know, that's half the battle. People around Salmon Arm truly care. So downtown businesses, I think they do a fantastic job, from the decorations they do on the street to the support when you need it. Everybody is always there.
I'm just curious, a thought just ran through my mind, but there has been talk about closing part of Alexander to make it just walkway and foot traffic only. Have you heard of that?
Well, they've tried different ideas, and everything is, you know, I mean, they've had it closed at different times, but I think with the downtown, we need that parking. That's, you know, and we have patios during the summer also, which drive the business, which is a great idea. But to close it off 100%, we wouldn't have enough parking to support our business downtown. So I think that might be not
a little iffy.
Yeah, it might be a little iffy. We'd need to have a parkade built. Then something like that would be really cool.
Now, the last few years have been tough for some businesses, but you mentioned that people were still stopping in to visit you during COVID?
They would, yeah, it was fantastic. They would come with their bags of books, and they would leave them at the door, you know, if they were too leery to come in, or if they were, you know, compromised immune systems or whatever, we'd deliver. But they would come just to make sure that our business was still alive and going. And they still ask us to this day every once in a while, is your business okay? And it has grown. One thing with COVID is you couldn't do much. But reading is something you could do. So it's brought that business back to us. So we've been lucky with the support in Salmon Arm. And that's what it comes down to, support from your customers. If you got that, you're okay.
You said, do you have people leaving books at the... Do you still offer anything like that?
Oh, yeah. People come in and they'll come in and say, okay, I read this bag of books, fill me up. Just because we know that what they like, mm-hmm. you know, and we can fill that bag with new stuff and taking the old stuff because of our credit program. Mm-hmm. When they bring us books, they get 50% off used books again. So they're saving on a used book. So a book that's originally $20 goes to $10 when we put it on the counter and $5 to them because they have credit.
One thing we've noticed from talking to businesses is there's a rapport amongst business owners. Are you able to speak on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Without the rapport and the people... like Tova from the pie shop, everybody here helps each other out. So we talk constantly. The restaurants help each other out. I mean, during COVID, you know, one restaurant would make sure to order their lunch from another restaurant to support them and back and forth. And that's what drives the downtown businesses, because everybody talks to everybody else and helps when needed.
You have a huge variety of books in here. Any subject one can think of?
You know what? Everybody asks us, what do you sell the most of? And a lot of times it's the historical fiction or the thrillers. But there's books for everybody. Everybody's at a different point in their life, from the kids that come in, and the kids come running through the door, can't wait to get to the kids section, to the adults that are picking out maybe fiction or nonfiction. But that's why we have such a selection, is because you need something different for everybody.
And I see some other odds and ends here, too.
Yes, we have stuff from local artists, like our cards and our bookmarks, that are all done by local people. So we want that support again for people around Salmon Arm.
Any goals or things in the upcoming near future for Hidden Gems?
Our goal is always just to make sure that we have what the customer is looking for. So we change and freshen up our inventory constantly. You know, we'll have days where we'll put out the old stuff, donate to different places, and then bring in fresher stuff, because you've got to keep up with the times. So we rotate the inventory all the time, and to me that's value right there.
Do you have gift certificates?
We also have gift certificates, you betcha. And those make great Christmas presents.
I know, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah. Because true book people, they read so much. So to try and buy another gift for somebody and not pick something they have already read, that's where the gift certificate comes in, right? So then they can have their good time picking out what they want.
Do you have a music section?
Yeah.
Have you had any challenges at all being here?
But that's new books.
No. Absolutely not. I think we, you know, when Beth first picked out where she was going to have her store, she picked up a beautiful spot. She's right in the middle of the one-way street, you know, with the bank across the street. The pie shop wasn't there yet, but lucky for us, the pie shop came next door. And, you know, we have sushi on one side, pie on the next side. There's all these different boutiques.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just the perfect spot.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you very much.